All right, now that our radio is set up inside in Home Assistant and everything looks good there, we're gonna try to pair our sensor to it. We're out here at the mailbox doing it where it's gonna be installed. So we're gonna go into the Home Assistant app, settings, devices. We're gonna scroll down to the Z-Wave integration. Now, once again, it's a little different for me because I did not remove my other one. You can migrate it if you wanna do that, but I'm gonna go into the new ZWA2 this. Now I'm gonna go add device. It's gonna ask me to scan the QR code. It's on the back of the sensor. It's also on the manual. Okay, and it's gonna prompt me, do I want to use a regular mesh network or long range? So in this case, I want long range because we're, once again, it's the whole point of doing this. We're out here at the mailbox. So I'm gonna say that this is in the front yard. So this is what Z-Wave calls smart start, by the way. You do that before you pull the battery tab. Now it's asking for me to pull the battery tab. And based on that QR code, it should pick this up. Bam. That was actually really quick picking that up. There it is. I'm gonna go ahead and put this in the waterproof case while it is interviewing it. The interview process basically finds out all the capabilities and settings for sensor and Z-Wave. We'll go ahead and put that there. Go ahead and snap the back of my waterproof case onto this, like so. So everything's showing unknown right now. I'm going to just kind of cycle this real quick with the magnet to see if it pulls in the current state. Yep, there it goes. So now it's picking up the current state is open. I put this magnet back. It should show closed and open. And the response is very quick. I'm not sure why there's two entities for the window and then this regular position and tilt position, but we can look at that in a little bit. So everything is great here. So we got no connectivity issues. Everything is working very quickly.